The speed limit was lowered on a 2-mile stretch of State Road 224 near the White Barn last October. The Utah Department of Transportation worked with the Park City Mayor to address wildlife collisions on the road by lowering the speed from 55 miles per hour to 45. A study released from UDOT earlier this year determined that 224 by the McPolin Farm was the fifth worst spot for vehicle-wildlife collisions in the state of Utah. Aaron Ferguson, with the Park City-based nonprofit Save People, Save Wildlife, says despite the changes in speed limit, animals are still dying on 224.
The animals, regardless of species, are using that as a migratory corridor. You know, we've seen everything. You know, there's dead bunnies, porcupine, raccoons, skunks, deer, elk, moose.
She says changing the speed limit won't make a difference in mitigating wildlife accidents.
They don't really need to have a speed limit sign there anyway because no one observes it. If we had an underpass that elk would use, people could go whatever speed they wanted. If they want to speed and they want to risk getting a ticket, great. But wildlife aren't going to be the ones paying the price this time.
Courtney Samuel with UDOT says even though it's been a year, law enforcement is still working to impose the new speed limit.
There's definitely been an increase in enforcement. I know that it is a bit of adjustment for drivers who normally are accustomed to that 50 miles per hour. They go down to 45.
Utah Highway Patrol has pulled over more than 160 drivers in the past 2 months. In August and September last year, they pulled over 105 drivers. Samuel says there's a chance the speed limit could go back to the original speed.
So we can basically kind of determine whether that speed reduction had an effect on really vehicle and wildlife collisions on this stretch of 224. So after the conclusion of this study, we'll be able to determine if that was in effect, if it will remain in place, or if it will change back to the original 55.
UDOT is still in the process of evaluating the study, and they're expecting to come to a conclusion in April 2021. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.